following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
Welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. I am here with wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And welcome to back to the program, Daphne.
Well, thank you so much. I love being here and sharing information with all of our listeners.
You know, I'm so glad you're here because we families are going through a lot when there's this transition. And, you know, I know it's hard on everybody on the family when, you know, it's time when we start seeing the signs that mom or dad aren't necessarily, you know, doing things in the right way they used to do before. You're starting to, you know, see the signs. And then there's that eventual decision that now we have to maybe move mom or dad either out of their house or get some care in their home or anything like that. And then there's the whole thing of they dig their heels in.
Happens all the time. And you know what? It's not always the elder that digs their heels in.
No,
it's very often family members too who like, you know what? I made this promise that we were going to keep dad in the house for as long as we could or until the inevitable.
Yeah. And whatever you do, don't put me in a home.
It's exactly. Exactly. We hear it all the time. Yeah. And what an emotional roller coaster for everyone to have to go into this new arena that they're embarking on. And so one of the things that Pinnacle Senior Placements can help you with is being an objective party that listens to all perspectives. It's a little bit of a social worker position, but really necessary because the end goal is what is best for your loved ones.
Right.
And, you know, a family of 3 to 6 to 10 kids, you know, and we've all got our different relationships with mom and dad. How do we honor all of those real true feelings and be able to come to a consensus? And that's one of the roles that Pinnacle Senior Placements can play.
Well, and I think also just for families, I talk about building that foundation of trust with your parent. If you only see your parent once or twice a year, which a lot of kids, you know, they live elsewhere, and then all of a sudden they swoop in and they say, "Mom or Dad, I'm in control now." That will not go over.
No.
And so finding that way to, if you don't live near your parent, it's checking in with them, you know, maybe once or twice a week. Letting them, you know, hearing them out, talking to them, building that rapport and that element of trust. And then, you know, always be your word. I can't even believe some people that are like in my age group in their 60s. Oh, yeah, I was supposed to go see mom or dad last week, but I didn't make it. I was too busy. And they don't call. And then all of a sudden they expect mom or dad to just go with the flow, whatever they say. It doesn't work that way.
It absolutely doesn't. And that trust is so important for a myriad of reasons. But once again, remember that all of us, I don't care who we are, we all want to respect our parents at some level. No matter what relationships have been, that is the bottom line, that I want to respect my parents. And when you have that shift of, and I don't like to think about having to parent a parent as a child, but sometimes we do have to step up to the plate and be objective and the logical one or the one that says, "Mom, I'm responsible for your safety."
Be the advocate.
Now. Yes, the advocate, not the director. You
right.
know, is let me give you some suggestions of how to do this. And so in that process, a lot of emotions can bubble up.
Well, in working with someone like you that's an expert, it's the objectivity that is so valuable, and it's a professional opinion, and oftentimes that your parent is going to be much more receptive to working with somebody like Daphne that will be
that's
voice
right.
for them that understands them. And you know what? I am willing to bet, Daphne, I bet seniors ask you or talk to you about things that they don't talk to their kids about.
I get the honest truth,
mm-hmm.
you know, and part of it is I can ask in a way that's not threatening. Part of it is I can be that empathetic person that understands because I am in this world, whereas family members aren't in the world of aging and living in place on a regular basis. And so that softness of validating what your loved one is feeling is really important. When you come in as the son, the daughter, the niece or nephew or whatever it is, there is a relationship there already.
Yes.
And subconsciously there can be hidden agendas or the perception of hidden agendas. And so either one is accurate and has to be validated for that elder. Whatever they're feeling is real, you know, and we can't negate that. So that's where I come in and can be validating everyone's emotions, their feelings, their sense of guilt, but we promised, dad won't be able to putter around in the yard if he moves. All those things that I can present in a way that says, but what are the benefits?
Mm-hmm.
What is the next chapter of life going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the end. It's just the next chapter. It's like when you got married and then when you had children and then you were an empty nester and then you retired. Life didn't stop.
No.
It was just another chapter. And so now as we're aging, it's not stopped. It's just going to look different.
And in many cases, the isolation goes away because there's so many activities if they go to a retirement community.
Yeah.
Or even if they have somebody coming in for companion care or home care, not only is it peace of mind for the family, but it enhances your senior loved one's world. And, one of the things that I really believe, and if I ever knew if I knew then what I know now, right?
Hindsight 2020.
But I remember taking care of my mom and I didn't feel like I had any support, and had I known about somebody like you, Daphne, I would have been able to call you and say, I'm concerned about this.
That's right.
Or I need help with this. How do I talk to my mom about certain difficult things? And now that I know, there's a lot of things I would do differently than what I did before, but I didn't know any different. And having somebody like you, I would have avoided so many mistakes.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a lot of families in the same shoes, Suzanne. I always say you would have done better if you knew how to do
mm-hmm,
better.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you have information, it's like you can't be blissfully ignorant anymore.
Right.
Now you have to, okay, there's people out there who can guide me. I really want to communicate to our listeners today that if you throw in also any form of cognitive challenges, everything gets a little cloudier.
Right.
And it's really, really important to have someone come in and help you discern what we can do. In the roller coaster of, and I'll just broadly say, dementia care,
mm-hmm.
You have good days, you have bad days, good moments, bad moments. All of a sudden, mom or dad is lucid and they're having a regular conversation with you and they remember, that, yes, I got to pay the light bill today. And then tomorrow, what's a light bill?
Right.
And so sometimes in that emotional roller coaster, you're like, but they were here yesterday.
Right.
But I had that fluid, lucid moment that I can't make a change for my mom. And I want to suggest to our listeners today that's the very best time to give them added support and to figure out what does that support look like, because we want to have them not be afraid.
Yes, absolutely.
We want them to be secure in whatever's going on and not generate out of survival behaviors that are not healthy or safe. And that's probably one of the harder times, I think, for families to really mm-hmm. buckle down and say, okay, it's time.
Mm-hmm. So we are talking to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And tell us a little bit about what your company, like where you serve, Daphne.
Pinnacle Senior Placements serves the King County, Pierce County, and Thurston County.
Mm-hmm.
And we go outside of that area a little bit as well. But most importantly, we're here to serve our families who are needing an information post that is somebody that they can trust and who has 17 years worth of experience.
So you're like a way shower in many ways.
Yes.
Of elder care.
Yeah. I had a family ask me the other day, we just moved dad from Montana to Washington and everything's going mm-hmm. great, but I forgot about the Part D insurance for Medicare. How do I get that worked out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pinnacle Senior Placements, because of our experience, we were able to put that family in touch with somebody who fixed it right away with one phone call. So that's where we're an information post for our families.
Well, and the big news is, everyone, their service is free, by the way. You don't pay for it. So there's no downside whatsoever. Having a placement consultant like Daphne is such a valuable resource, somebody that I wish I would have had when I was taking care of my mom. I don't know how many headaches I would have avoided.
Yeah.
if I didn't. And you know what? It would have changed my relationship. It was hard in the beginning. It was hard for mom to trust me. It was hard for for me to trust her. Yeah. You know, we had a real huge struggle because we had to learn how to deal with each other. Yeah. Instead, I could have just been her daughter to support her through whatever transition is possible. And that's such a key piece, Daphne.
It is. I hear that all the time, Suzanne. Where were you 6 months ago? We could have avoided this, that, and the other thing. And I probably hear that 4 times a month. Where were you 6 months ago? How come I didn't know about you? So as you're hearing about this information, please feel free to share it with your other people that you know are in the same walk mm-hmm. or embarking mm-hmm. on the walk, because there is no downside to calling me. There's no financial commitment right. to me at all. And there's no fine print.
No.
It's straightforward from the heart. Here we are to help you.
Well, and I think the other thing that I want to say, and this is coming from the caregiver perspective, is there's one thing that I really think that every caregiver needs. And when I say caregiver, I'm using that very loosely. If you have aging parents that are still viable and they don't need help, I would still recommend that you contact somebody like Daphne and get a home care company lined up in your back pocket. Mm-hmm. Because this is what will happen. There's going to come a day, sadly, there may be a day where mom might take a fall. Or mom might bump her head, or mom might wake up with a bad stomach flu, or something like that. And all of a sudden, you're going to need to call on somebody. That is not the time to be interviewing home care companies.
That's exactly right, because that's a time of emotional stress.
Right.
And so being able to be a little calmer and a little more logical that says, okay, these are our highest values and these are the things that we would want to have.
And
my
we
mom
already
have
mom and dad's information on file.
Yeah.
We already have all the payment information done. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call, and it's already been done. So that's the thing. This is called being proactive with your care of your senior loved ones.
It absolutely is. I have many of our clients and our families that call me 2 or 3 years down the road and
so
are
important.
So thankful I have the same phone number still.
Yes. So Daphne, how do we reach you?
Well, you can reach me at 855-734-1500, and that will get you through to me or any one of our advisors, or you can certainly go to our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
Daphne, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.